while we're traveling around.
The state's Department of Public Service hosted an informational hearing inside the downtown Buffalo Public Library. It's one of many being held statewide as the PSC considers how to tweak low-income utility assistance. Michael Corso is the consumer advocate for the department.
And we're trying to take all that input and utilize it in the development of a program we're trying to bring to the commission for the Public Service Commission to approve to strengthen our ability to make energy more affordable, particularly to low-income families around the state.
Outside the library prior to the start of the hearing.
Wait a minute, we got to make some noise up in here.
Activists shared stories of struggling to keep up with heating bills. They say the current system is badly flawed and actually leaves lower-income households paying higher rates. Megan Maloney DeZaldivar with Push Buffalo offers some recommendations being promoted by a total 34 organizations statewide.
We are proposing that they need to increase eligibility in order to include all low-income New Yorkers. We also need to address the root causes of affordability. This program only cycles the dollars back into the utility companies' pockets. And we need to make sure these programs help make renewable energy a reality in our communities, as well as deal with weatherization and insulation in the homes in our communities.
Activists also believe the state's utility assistance program is badly underfunded. The budget is set at around $170 million, but in a letter sent to the PSC, activists call for at least $600 million in assistance. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.